A mixed bag follows. The RSPCA rescuing a deer from a fence, the creation of a healing garden at Helsden Hospital, and an autism charity being denied funding.
While most of us were unwrapping our presents on Christmas Day, RSPCA inspectors were tasked with untangling a deer from a fence. RSPCA Inspector Emily Astlebury and Animal Collection Officer Paige Burnham rushed to help the buck, which was spotted in Horsham St Faith, north of Norwich. The stricken animal was pulling on around 15 feet of fencing to get free after its antlers became entangled. Inspector Astlebury said the young male fallow deer had snapped the fence in three places and had the fence and a fence pole wrapped tightly around his neck and ankles. It was still connected to the fence post at the edge of the field in two places, and he was pulling on around 15 feet of fencing while trying desperately to free himself, but just getting more and more tangled. We reduced the amount of loosed fencing that the deer had to thrash around in, so he was easier to approach and manage. Every time he came closer to the fence and his fencing went slack, we wrapped it around the fence posts on either side, gradually pulling him in and reducing his freedom. And this was very difficult as he was constantly lurching all over the place and thrashing and jumping into the air, trying to get free. The animal welfare charity's rescuers were given a helping hand from a vet who sedated the deer, and that gave them the chance to cut and untangle the fencing from around its ankles with a knife and wire cutters.
Green-fingered volunteers have used their skills to give service users, staff and carers at East Anglia's Mental Health Trust a special Christmas gift. The group has created a healing garden at the Helsden Hospital in Norwich, the first of its kind on the site, which is designed to help recovery and boost emotional, physical and mental well-being. The project for the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust saw a sparse garden and the front entrance to the Thurn Ward at the hospital renovated, with new paths and seating areas and extensive planting to keep the garden colourful all year round. A new kitchen garden planted with apple trees, strawberries and herbs is available for occupational therapists to use with patients. And a space for outside activities, such as yoga, has also been created. The project was the brainchild of carer Anne Shreve, whose son has received treatment at the hospital. "It has been absolutely amazing," she said. "It was very hard work, but definitely worth it. The entrance to the ward now looks so much more welcoming and shows the area is well cared for. We are all so pleased with the way the gardens look. Patients told us that they wanted it to be bright, so we have included a variety of flowers to keep the interest all year round and provide a succession of colour as the seasons progress."
The boss of an autism charity has said she's beside herself with anger after it was denied the funding she says it needs to continue to provide services in Norfolk. Established in 1998, Asperger East Anglia, known as AEA, provides support to hundreds of adults and their carers in Norfolk and Suffolk diagnosed with Asperger syndrome or high-functioning autism. Funded by Norfolk County Council earlier this year, the charity approached the local authority for an increase in funding of £25,000 to allow it to employ another member of staff and meet the growing demands being placed on its services. But the request was refused by the council, and instead a 12-month extension of the current £74,937 of funding was proposed, a figure the charity has declined as it claims it's not enough to run an effective service. Thecla Fellas, chief executive of AEA, said the decision to refuse the funding extension had not been an easy one. "The financial envelope that has been pushed across the table to AEA to support a service Norfolk County Council could be proud of is not enough," she said. "It wasn't 3 years ago when nobody bid for the contract to deliver it, and it's not enough now." The decision means come March, when the current funding runs out, the charity may have to close its Norwich offices in St John Meadowmarket, a repercussion Ms Fellas said would cause people to suffer. She said, "I feel beside myself with anger that the importance of our presence and the support we deliver in Norwich is not deemed important enough by the local authority, The extra funding we need in order to remain in the city centre won't break the bank.
For Norwich police officers who saved the lives of two heart attack victims are to receive national awards. The officers will each receive a resuscitation certificate from Royal Humane Society in recognition of their life-saving action in two incidents in Norwich. PC Oliver Farrow and Karen Tuttle were on the Norwich Rush Hour Patrol on March 19, 2018, when they were called to the help of a collapsed 79-year-old. They discovered the man unconscious on the snow-covered street outside Heartsease Garage on Plumstead Road. The officers took turns administrating CPR before locating a defibrillator at the nearby shop. Treacherous weather meant the ambulance sent from the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital was delayed, but the officers continued to apply CPR to this seriously ill man. Finally, the ambulance made it to the scene and the man was rushed to hospital and survived the ordeal. A spokesperson for the national charity, the Royal Humane Society, said that the man would not have survived without the officers and so have recognised their actions with resuscitation certificates.
An inspirational young boy who's touched the hearts of millions took out the match ball for Norwich City's Boxing Day game against Nottingham Forest. The Canaries welcomed Denver Clinton, who's from Mattershall near Dereham, as the community hero for the game. Denver, aged 4, was diagnosed with stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma in May this year and has since undergone high doses of chemotherapy and other treatment to remove 95% of the tumour. Unfortunately, the family recently received the news that Denver's tumour is too aggressive and is no longer responding to treatment. A fundraising group called Denver's Last Wishes has been created and has seen hundreds of people raise nearly £10,000 in less than a month to help the family make their final memories together. Speaking to Norwich City Football Club, Denver's mum, Wanda Liana Clinton, said, "This experience will be a great memory for Denver's big brothers and the family, as we're all so proud of him. I'd like to thank Norwich City and everyone who got in touch with the club who put Denver forward for being a mascot and a community hero."
The father of a cyclist who died from serious head injuries after crashing down a flight of steps said he hopes other people's lives will be saved in his son's memory following a raft of safety changes. Warren Dowling, who had been to the Sunday Sessions Festival at Earlham Park, was cycling home after helping to take a couple of girls home. But the 32-year-old got lost and failed to see the steps ahead in an alleyway between Dereham Road and Ranworth Road. Mr. Dowling, of Bullard Road, Norwich, had not been wearing a cycle helmet and was declared dead at the scene by paramedics, having also had a cardiac arrest. An inquest into Mr. Dowling's death heard the path was poorly lit, overgrown, and that the steps could not be seen before their approach. Mr. Dowling's death at just before 12:20 a.m. on May the 28th prompted the installation of barriers to slow cyclists down before the steps at the Loke, but also led to a safety review, which has led to changes at other sites. Inspections were carried out at other sites after a call by the coroner, Yvonne Blake. She recommended that bollards were installed on a path between Milecross Road and Burgess Road to prevent cyclists reaching them at speed. It was also recommended that foliage was cut on a path between Heathgate and Mousehole Street to help improve illumination of the steps.